This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan and together with me are Dashran Johan and Lim Soo Ann. So first up, a few days ago, local actress Eli Suryati Omar claimed that YouTubers should be asked to apply for a license before they're allowed to produce content. And she said that there are many YouTubers who criticize local films, which then negatively impacts the film's box office potential. But does it hold water? We discuss what the role of a film critic is, particularly in the local industry.
And for our second story, well, the hashtag challenge accepted trend went viral on social media over the last few weeks, you know, encouraging women to post black and white selfies supporting female empowerment. Well, some have dismissed it as slacktivism, others defended the well-meaning challenge. So we'll be discussing the origins of this online challenge, focusing on why Turkish women are using it to bring awareness to the issue of femicide in their country.
All right. And we also have a Twitter poll which ties into our first story. And we're asking you, should local movies be reviewed or judged by the standards we use for international films? So we have two options, which are yes or no. And you can take that poll over at BFM Radio on Twitter. And alternatively, you can also WhatsApp us your thoughts at 018-789-8899.
Yes. So for some context on that poll, on the 7th of August, local actress Eli Suryati Omar made an open suggestion to the Ministry of Communication and Multimedia to improve upon the 1981 FINAS Act. And according to Malaysia Kini, one of the amendments that Eli suggested is for YouTubers to require a license before producing content as they get lucrative salaries from it.
This, of course, comes at the heels of the episode at Parliament a couple of weeks ago where the Minister of Communications and Multimedia, Saifuddin Abdullah, said that according to the FINAS Act, everybody who creates video content, even if it's on social media, needs to be licensed. So the minister later then clarified his statement and said that the FINAS Act will be updated to suit the current technological landscape.
Mm. And anyway, Eli also went on to say that if YouTubers aren't licensed, they will take advantage of the freedom the platform provides for their own personal gain. She said, why aren't YouTubers paying licensing fees? You're making creative content after all. Interestingly enough, she said that this rule shouldn't apply to those who create content on Facebook or TikTok.
Mm. But the thing that bothers Eli the most is that there are YouTubers who have used the platform to criticize local films, and that according to her, this negatively impacts the box office potential of these films. So she said, and I'm quoting, it causes huge losses for the distributors, directors, and also the entire production crew because nobody wants to watch the film after it's considered product sampah. In a response to that, former Minister of Youth and Sports, YB Said Sadiq, took to Twitter to say, instead of killing the creativity of others, why don't you and friends just get better?
And I wholeheartedly agree with YB Said Sadiq's point. And what we want to really hone in on today is Eli's comments on film criticism in Malaysia and how it can negatively impact the amount of money the film makes. I mean, does Eli's argument hold any weight? And to help us get a more wholesome perspective, we are going to be speaking to a film critic as well as a film producer to discuss what the role of film criticism is, particularly in the local scene. So first up, we have on the line Zafran Zulkifli, or more commonly known as Zaflog, who frequently reviews local films in Bahasa Malaysia on his YouTube channel, Pure Pixel. Hello, Zaf. Welcome to the show. First things first, what is the role of a film critic, particularly in the local film industry?
Honestly, I don't label myself as a critic. I label myself a movie reviewer. I am a normal audience, the audience where we don't have to think that deep for a movie. The first thing first, the perspective of an audience, where we have to change the perspective that's skeptical from the audience. But I don't know, most of the audience think that the critic and the movie reviewers have to, you know, critique for the film industry itself. But I don't think that they will listen. So basically, after 2 years of involving in movie reviews, I think that the industry don't give a shit about this, you know, these local movie reviewers, these film critics, they don't listen. So what I'm doing here is to change the perspective of an audience, how to gain trust from the audience to love local films that are good.
So then is there a difference in the way you approach reviewing local films compared to foreign films?
The first thing first, I see the local films and the international films are the difference between the budget, the scale and the audience. Because in Malaysia, I think that the most of the audience are preferably choosing international films because they know they paid 15 ringgit, 19 ringgit for a quality films. But when it comes to local films, they have this skeptical of, you know, when you go to the cinema and find out that there's a Malay film or Chinese film or an Indian film, they have this skeptical of, oh, local movies are quite trash compared to international. So we have to, you know, change that perspective first before we compare it with other international films. I think that it's not fair for us to compare local films with international. So yeah, I think we are basically going to compare local films with other local films. I'm sorry to say, but the standards are quite low as for now.
And how do you find a balance between wanting to support the industry and being an unbiased and honest film critic? Is there even a balance that needs to be found in the first place?
I think I try to make it simple. When I watch the movie, I think that, is it worth my 17 ringgit money or 20 ringgit money? I think it's always the good perspective where you compare it to the money you are spending it. Because, you know, the local movies and the international movies in Malaysia is the same price. So when when people are watching the local movies, they have to be convinced that the price that they are paying for is worth it for the film. So yeah, I think I have a cap for local movies that it's worth it. Is it worth it for me to spend a lot of money for the local film? Or do I preferably go to international movies? I think that was the bar that I set for local films. For me, from 2018, I have this, you know, I have no filter. I bantai je mana-mana. But then it's been 2 years and a half. I think that I have learned a lot from the industry where it comes a cost when you have no filter. So I think it's safe to say that when it comes to local films, I try to make it unbiased thoughts from me about the film. I think that was the core thing that I set myself since now.
Thank you, Zaf. That was Zafran Zulkifli, aka Zaflog, who reviews movies in Bahasa Malaysia on YouTube. And next up, we have Bron Pelare, a Malaysian actor and also film producer. Hi, Bron. And since you're a producer, I think you can help us clear this up. Do movie reviews actually affect a film's box office?
Yes and no. I think it depends on the demographic and in general, I don't think it affects that badly, or if there's any bearing between, you know, correlation between reviews and the general mass, because I think our movie critic or reviewers are serving different kind of crowd. I think more sophisticated kind of a crowd and general mass. If we check out the you know, for the past couple of years, I think generally good, you know, movies which got good reviews normally don't take that much takings. So I don't see much correlation. But the general rule of thumb when it comes to journalism in general is if we do bad reviews, then normally they are not published within the first 3 days of the release of the movie. So they normally withhold that for a couple of days because, you know, despite they don't think or none of us think that it affects badly, but, you know, just in case. So normally if you get bad reviews, it's already like, you know, almost a week of the release.
And from the perspective of someone who's directly in the industry, what do you think is the role of film criticism, especially in Malaysia?
I think it's curation. I think it's cultivating the movie appreciation or movie literacy and things like that. I think it's a bit like a public movie club more than a critic, which for me is a cool thing. I don't find anything bad about it. I mean, like, even my movies, the movies I acted in, some of them, you know, got bashed or, you know, we get bad reviews from time to time. But, you know, you can't stop people from having an interest in films just because they don't like your movies. And I think the more people have interest in films, is, you know, the better our movie industry will be. So for me, I don't see it as a problem.
So do you think that Malaysian film critics should be lenient towards local films, or should film critics hold local films to a global standard?
The question is pretty much like, should we lower the standard of our standards of our condominiums in order for them to pass and get a CF easier? So I think it's the movie fraternity that needs to step up, and because it concerns the general audience, and I think general audience are so exposed to movies from different parts of the world with higher standards and all that. So I think the industry needs to step up and make better movies, produce better movies, write better stories, which I think for the past couple of years we have seen tremendous improvement. But in general, the direction, I think, is not enough, and there's a lot more to be done and can be done.
Yeah, because, you know, from an audience perspective, the ticket price for both a local film and, let's say, a David Fincher film is the same, right?
Of course, you know, from the film industry, the argument on the other side is David Fincher had, like, what, 90 million just to make a story about wife and husband with one girl. And Policebo 2, despite being, you know, action movie, only had, like, you know, 5% of that budget. I think that's pretty much the argument. But I agree with you, because at the end of the day, the price that determines value for money in terms of audience perspective. If I pay $20 for Hollywood movies and $20 for local movies, I expect, you know, bang for my buck. And I think at the end of the day, it's about our producers' ambition and also know-how, at least in terms of, you know, we're serving a crowd. So there's a certain mindset that comes into it in terms of producing stories, local stories. And I think that is the realm that I think we can improve a lot, because with grants from government, so it also attracts a lot of people who got nothing to do with the movie industry, because they feel there's easy money there to be made. So it's been attracting the wrong kind of people for the past couple of years as well.
Thank you, Bront. That was Bront Palari, Malaysian actor and film producer. So we've actually been asking you on Twitter about exactly this topic.
Right. So we asked on Twitter, should local movies be reviewed or judged by the same standards we use for international films? And right now, hold on. All right. So we have 84% of y'all that think yes, they should be judged by the same standards, and 15.9, so 16% of y'all say no. And so we've got some responses in the comment section as well. So Brother Ben hilariously said, as long as ada jalan cerita, okay lah. You know, he just layans it. All right, Ben. You know, that's a, you know, it's a simple way of looking at it, a fun way of approaching films. And then we have BSGM who says, no, we can create our own movie genres. Mm-hmm. And then at Dude Yumi says, God, yes. And then Adam Zainal sent a quite a long thread. So he says, no, international have their own standards. We should create our own, you know, and gave examples like Hong Kong, European cinema and all that each of them have different standards. And then he said, we shouldn't aim to be international standards. If we do that, we will lose our own cultural ways of making the arts. Mm-hmm. We are good on our own. We are just Takut and Malas je. And he also said, and you know, there's no support, because, you know, he wants to kerja this. He said he despised the idea of this, you know, Hollywoodizing things or westernizing our films, because, you know, it will lose the Malaysian and Asian touch in the films. Mm. And we also have one WhatsApp that came in who simply said, there's no issue with criticism. It's a process towards improvement. Nothing wrong.
Okay, so that I think brings us quite nicely into what we have been talking about when preparing for the story, right? This idea of when you are criticizing local films, do you owe it somehow to the industry to be kinder or more encouraging because there are, you know, they come from a different place? And I'm not sure. I mean, what do you guys think?
I feel like it would be better to sort of look at it from I was talking to Dash about this before the show. It's fair. It seems only fair to look at them from the same point of view, right? Because as you want to criticize for them to improve, you're providing, as long as I think if you're providing constructive criticism, I think that is fair because you want the industry to move forward. You don't want it to stay stagnant in that one spot for years and years and years.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And to expand on that, I think there is a difference. And just to, you know, touch on what some of the people who responded as well said, you know, they're talking about we should create our own genres and all that. I don't think there's necessarily a correlation because we are talking here about standards, overall quality, the amount of enjoyment you get regardless of where it's from. And I think we should hold all films to the same standard. So I, you know, have been, prior to this especially, I was reviewing films full-time for more than 2 years. And that is what my approach always is. I go in and even if it's a Malaysian film, even if it's an Indonesian film or whatever, I always think that, you know, I'm going to hold it to world cinema standards. And this doesn't mean that I want my film to be, or a local film to be like Hollywood in terms of flavor. Because, for example, we take a movie like Parasite, right? It's unabashedly Korean. The flavor is Korean. The story, the cultural context, everything is Korean. But yet, we don't, yet, you know, it can compete at the Oscars. It even won the Oscars. So the standard is there. It's a global standard, but the flavors are different between Hollywood and Korea.
Yeah, no, I was thinking that as well. I think Adam Zainal, he makes a great point that in the rush to reach some kind of an international or particularly Hollywood standard, we shouldn't lose out on what makes our film special. But when we look at the films that we hold up, you know, whether it's P. Ramlee, whether it's Sepet, whether it's Jagat, they are not pandering to a Western crowd. They're not moving away from what it means to be Malaysian, but they are telling quality stories. They are within the budget that they have. They try their best to make that product something that basically they're not looking for pity votes, you know.
Yes.
They're not looking for this is Malaysian, give it chance lah. And I think that's a very damaging approach for any kind of creative industry, to be expected to be given a pass just because we can't expect much more from them. Because then how do you improve? It's okay if you don't hit the budget mark or the production value mark of Hollywood. But in terms of storytelling, in terms of it, in terms of quality, in terms of acting, we can certainly hit those marks. So yeah, I agree with both of you actually that, and especially, you know, I think it was our reviewer earlier who said that if we're paying the same for a cinema ticket, then of course the audience is in the right to expect that the quality be at least equivalent, right? Well, this is a conversation I think that could go on for a long time. But we do have to take a break. But you can continue to let us know what you think. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. The poll is still up on Twitter. Feel free to take it and tell us what you think. So we'll be back after a short break. But first, here's You Can't Do That by The Beatles, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.